Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, here we go. Post-holiday. Hi, Sue Thomas. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How about you?
I'm good. I think I'm going to adopt a bear. I haven't told you about this yet,
but there's this bear
roaming around. Have you seen the videos of this thing?
No.
Wait a second. This is breaking news to you?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You mean worse than the usual amount of bears? Sometimes that happens.
There is a bear. We're going to talk with someone from the conservation department.
Oh,
so my friend Chris
gosh.
Smith sends me this video. I put this up on Twitter. You can find it at Mark Reardon KFDK. But Chris sends me this video from his mom's neighborhood in Lake St. Louis. And here,
I did see that
yeah.
you put up.
So, yeah. And that thing is wandering around, and a lot of people are, I'm trying to find, Chris sends me a lot of texts, but look at this one right now. I guess I can't do this for the audience unless I show them on the video and on the Twitter.
It's just a baby.
And I think that I said it was a younger baby,
yeah.
but they think it's more, I believe, a teenager. We're going to find out. Ethan, who is filling in for Fred, has set us up this afternoon with Patrice Pyatt. She's got an interesting title. It's a wildlife damage biologist. Not wildlife biologist, wildlife damage biologist, right? So that's very specialized. But this thing has been roaming around, and a lot of people are taking pictures and snapping photos and stuff like that. And look, I've known, we've talked about these bears before. Remember when we did the fish fry down in Eureka?
Yeah.
And that was, and I can't remember the name of the parish, but that's where the bear literally broke into the school one day. And
that
they caught.
That was so crazy.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, even where I live, my guess would be because right behind where I live near Paradise Valley is a big conservation area. And it wouldn't surprise me because there's a lot of woods back there that there might be some bears moving closer. But this is pretty civilization oriented where they were getting pictures. Their subdivisions, it was wandering around several different towns. So it's kind of interesting. And yeah, I might adopt a bear.
Okay.
That's
put them in the zoo.
That's quite the jump. You know, there's been this bear, this wild bear that's been, you know, making its way around the greater St. Louis region. And I'm thinking about adopting
it. Sue, you're going to, and I know I'm going to be judged here, but I'm just going to tell you, I'm likely, and this is, I'm going to be judged here, I'm likely going to be in puppy territory very, very soon.
Oh, I'm not, oh, judge.
Why would you be judging me?
Well, because, look, we lost Duke a couple of weeks ago. My poor little terrier, Olaf, is so boring. Bored right now. Not boring, sorry.
I was going to say,
holy
no,
cow.
I gave, threw him
well, maybe she'll judge you for that.
My brain is still not working 100%. No, but I feel so bad for Olaf. And here's the thing. Alexa's out of school
judgment.
Right now.
Can we help you go
okay,
pick
good,
him
good.
Up?
Here's what I would say. I don't even know. You know, this is going to be an adoption. We don't get. The only purebred dog I ever had was my lab Chase. And the reason was we were in Columbia at my friend Kevin's. And Kevin was, you know, his dog was having a lot of puppies at the time. And I think I told you this story. It's kind of really sad when you think about it, but everything worked out great. He was black lab, purebred black lab, But Chase had just like a little, he was named after Chase Daniel, Ethan, by the way.
Oh, nice.
This was
great.
In the era. He had just a little white on him, right? Aww. And because of that, people didn't want him because...
Oh, because he wasn't... Oh, my gosh.
So
good for you, then.
Well, but Kevin, that day I'm fishing with my boys. They're probably, I'm sure Aiden was around Alexa's age. Oh, yeah, because this was 2008, so he would have been 8 years old. Evan would have been 11, and we're fishing at his farm. This is where I kind of go hunt, and Kevin Yeager is my fishing mentor. I've known him for 35 years. The boys are playing with the puppies. There's three left, and he goes, well, you can just have that one. And the next thing I knew, I'm coming home with a puppy that weekend.
Heck yeah!
There were two things that I knew that wasn't going to happen. I knew that I wasn't going to come home with a puppy because I never thought I would, and I knew that Mizzou was going to beat Oklahoma State. And that did not happen either, but we still named it because that was why we were in town. We were in town for a football game, and Chase Daniel, that was his era as a quarterback. So I think we might start looking just a little bit this week.
Okay, and, are we going to go? Well, are we going to talk about that now?
Yeah, I mean, look,
where are we going to go? We're going
to
go and
I've gone to the APA before.
Good.
I got Duke was the APA. So, but look, I'm actually looking for, I know some people would rather perhaps adopt an older dog or something that's house trained, but we do like puppies. And with the given situation that we have, especially with the bunny, I think a smaller puppy is going to be better. But look, my daughter's going to have to step up.
I was going to say, you understand here all the implications.
We've had so many conversations. They were out of town over the weekend. So I told Becky, I said, you need to have long conversations here about the responsibility and what's at stake. And of course there's expenses and all these things that go, you know,
well,
along
with
this.
And you can't leave that dog for more than 4 or 5 hours at a time. It's a baby.
Absolutely. So, but this is the time that we can actually do that because, like, Alexa's hanging right now with our neighbor.
So excited.
Okay, good. I thought you were going to judge me because I'm like, okay, maybe that's a little bit
I'm
too quick.
I'm always pro puppy.
So, if anyone has any recommendations, please let me know. Chris Smith, I mentioned him. He sent me, like, that's why I couldn't find the bear video. He sent me, like, 10 different Facebook links from organizations. And there are a lot of organizations out there, so I get that.
But Mark, real quick before you move on, we got a couple of people in the YouTube live chat that are talking about their favorite dogs ever. And Russell was talking about his favorite was a black lab that they had to put down 5 years ago. He was a rescue, and his name was Chase.
Oh, yeah.
So
like
how about that?
I like that. You know who T-Boone Pickens is?
Yeah. Wait,
T-Boone
I know
Pickens,
the name. But
big oil guy. He passed away several years ago, but he gave a lot of money to Oklahoma State University. And shortly after I got that puppy, I told T-Boone Pickens that idea. He was doing an interview with me, and he had this Southern drawl. And I said, you know, I told him the whole story, and I said, we named him Chase, even though your team beat us. He goes, well, you should have named him Boone. And I thought that was pretty funny. Hey, how'd your trip out to El Greco go?
Oh, my gosh, Mark.
I have to start with this a little
bit. Dang it. Ethan. We drive all the way out. Okay, it's whatever, Saturday night.
It was
I'm
Saturday,
like, okay,
right?
Let's go on an adventure. Michael says, all right, where are we going? I said, well, we're driving all the way out to Highway 94 and something or other to El Greco.
You were just down the road from
because me. Because this listener said that had I known, we could have at least gone to see you. So we drive, I look it up online. They're like, okay, open to from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. Okay. We drive up, we pull up, and it's 26 minutes from the house, or 26 miles, 36 minutes. Pull up, and there's a handwritten sign on the door. We are closed today.
But we'll be open tomorrow.
But we'll be open on Monday. Ah!
So you didn't go back, though, right?
No.
Did you die a little bit inside?
I did die. I think we both did. Mm. I think we both did. And then I looked up on Google. And
yeah, so what did you go with instead?
It went to a Mediterranean place nearby. So, and it was fine, but
we've heard
what I was in the mood for.
So for those people who might have missed the original conversation, when I came back from Greece a couple of weeks ago, I admitted that I love the food over there. Don't get me wrong, I loved it. But the euros, I like them better here. They're different over there. And there was no lamb. So people were making recommendations, and that was one that came up. So kind of a sidebar story from that. Yesterday, I had to go to the Apple store because my bunny chewed on more cords. That's another story.
That's going to be your life for the next year.
Apparently it will be.
So, no guitars, though, right?
No.
no guitar strings. But I have two good friends that live very near West County Mall, Chuck and Michaela. And I texted Michaela and said, hey, I would have swung in for lunch, but I was kind of teasing her. And I said, I kind of had a hankering for a euro. And she says, did you go to the place right next to our house? And there's a new place that's called Tzatziki's. It's called Tzatziki's Mediterranean Cafe.
Ooh.
And it's, I guess it's right there in Manchester, just, you know, a few blocks from...
I could try that.
I can give you Chuck Michaela's address.
Okay,
I think,
and send that to me. I'll try that. But
I'll send the link to you. I'll send you a link.
Thank you. We tried. And then I thought, you know, I had a moment of panic driving out there, and I thought, we have a couple of Greek restaurants next to us that are pretty good. And I wonder if this is just that the out there version of good.
Right, right.
You know what
well,
I mean?
Fair,
so
yeah.
I don't know, but we'll have to try
Well, I
again.
Still want to check that place out.
All right,
but
maybe
I think
you
I'm
and
gonna
I will go out there.
Check out Tzatziki's as well. So let me just quickly run through the weekend because my wife and daughter were out of town this weekend. They went up to Milwaukee to visit friends. That's where Becky's from originally. I lived there for just shy of 10 years. And I did not have a bear encounter, but here's what happened on Friday night. And this seemingly was a close call. You might remember the discussions a few years ago about the raccoons that were coming to my yard. So I'm about to let Olaf out. Olaf's like 17, 16 pounds. He's a tiny dog. He just got a haircut, so he looks even smaller. And I don't always, this is down in the patio that goes out to my backyard, I do not always flip the light on because you know, the dogs are used to going out.
Used to it.
But for whatever reason, in this case, I'm like turning the light on and opening the door at the same time. Well, my lovely wife had left a bag of bird feed out there, and there's this pretty decent sized raccoon. And as soon as I hit the light, he doesn't move. He stands there and he's staring at us. And I still look at him and I wanted to grab my phone to get video, but he's not really. He backs away just a little bit and I didn't want to let Olaf out. You just don't know what's going to happen. I mean,
right.
I would assume that the raccoon would have ran away. But
you don't know.
You don't know. So that was an interesting little Friday night experience. It literally scared the crap out of me. Just
Did it
because,
finally run off?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I let Olaf out the front. I put the leash on and then I'm out the front. And then I went out there and I kind of rattled a shovel around just in case.
Right.
But it just kind of put the fear of God in me. Hey, I want to mention Jason Smith is coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We're going to talk about the big, beautiful bill. We do have someone from the conservation department that's going to talk about this bear. But I also had a great weekend from this perspective. So I watched a lot of movies. I got outside with my dog and I took some walks. And then on Saturday, the Cardinals had another victory. And I'm on a text string with my friend Joe Arnold.
Oh, I love this.
And Scott Jennings from Louisville. See, you know, now everybody, it's so funny because when I would say that name in the past, a lot of people wouldn't know who he was, but people know who he is now. And Joe and Scott and I are texting, and Joe says something like, "You want to go tomorrow?"
Ooh.
And Jennings' response was, "Strongly considering." So Joe and I are like, because we've been trying to get him here. And look, we've even talked about doing, if he would come in for a game, he'd do a speech or we'd have an appearance with 97.1. But literally, his schedule is so jammed right now. It's unbelievable. So they drove up from Louisville on Sunday morning. Now, when they left, there was like an 11% chance of rain. And then by the time they're rolling into town, it's raining relatively steadily, at least at my house it was, and it was sort of a comedy of errors. I don't need to go into all the details here about getting them here and getting the ticket situation, because if Scott would have come into the game on Sunday and he would not have been with his family, there would be a divorce attorney that would be involved right
now.
Yeah,
I understand.
So he had to negotiate with Autumn. So Autumn and three of his four children came in, but we were trying to arrange tickets together. So Joe and Scott and I got to catch up. It's kind of a funny story because I think Annie Fry responded when we're watching this on Sunday. We're watching the game and now Jennings is checking his phone and he sees Annie Fry and he says to me, "Annie Fry said, you know, welcome to St. Louis. We love you, especially that Mark Reardon guy." So Jennings puts the phone out, takes a selfie and he says, "Speak of the devil and he shall appear." And that was kind of fun. But the short story is Joe Arnold is the connection here. And Joe and I go way back to probably about 2000 when he was on WHAS in Louisville. We retold this story amongst each other on Sunday. So I worked in Milwaukee at the time. I'm literally going to work at 3 a.m. I was there at WTMJ at 3:15. Our show started at 5. And I love WHAS because I had gone to several Kentucky Derbies. And I'm listening to this guy in the middle of the night, Joe Arnold. And barely out of high school, doing the news in the middle of the night was Scott Jennings.
I'll be darned.
So Joe and I have been friends for three decades. And about 10 years ago, You know, we've always done, and Joe even came on when I was in Greece to talk about the Derby, right?
Yeah, he did. It
so
was great.
About 10 years ago, we're talking politics, and Joe's like, and he was in media for a long time. He goes, oh, you got to meet my friend Scott Jennings. Do you remember him? I'm like, I don't think so. Well, here's what he does. He was in the Bush administration. So we've all been friends for 10 years.
That's really nice.
I did say to someone over the weekend, I was communicating with Senator Schmidt as well, who's very hard. He, you know, Eric and I have been friends since 2008. We've known each other for a long time. But you get to a certain level, and I'm not getting to that level, but those guys are at that level. Look, they're going to Mar-a-Lago and all this stuff. I even said to Schmidt, might have been the last time I'll ever see Jennings. I have no idea.
Right.
But
did anyone recognize him?
Yeah, we had a couple people.
That's cool.
Apparently,
he
was, I won't give you the car, but he has an EV that self-drives, right?
Oh, yeah.
They had a stop at a charging station, and he's signing autographs and doing selfies there.
Yeah,
a couple of people at the game.
Awesome.
But we were in the seats of the game, and most people didn't bother us. But look, it's different now.
That's so
there's
cool.
No doubt about
it. It is.
But it was awesome to hang out and spend time.
Oh, I love that happened, Mark. I'm happy for all three of you.
Well,
they won. That's the best part.
Did they win, but that game was incredible. We go down 2-0 in the first inning, then we get a run back, and then Mason Wynn. It's Mason Wynn Jersey Day, and Mason Wynn hits a home run, and they're back and forth. We go down, we tie it, and then you can maybe encapsulate what happened in the ninth, because we have the lead. I think it's just a one-run lead, right? It's 4-3, and they're threatening, and Nolan Arenado makes this catch where he almost kills himself because he, you know, runs into the net in the seats. That was incredible. And Ethan, I will just tell you, that game felt like a playoff game.
There
was so much excitement.
Honestly, all three games against the Diamondbacks this weekend had that atmosphere. The crowds at Busch did a great job. The players have talked about how that fires them up. They were all one-run wins, all down to the wire, back and forth. It was a phenomenal weekend of baseball, and for them to be able to win all three, the Cardinals are back, guys. I'm just
telling
you.
Absolutely. Actually, Jennings told me he's going to try to go tomorrow night because they're in Baltimore, and he's going to take the train from D.C.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
That should be fun. All right, we're off and running. We got the big, beautiful Bill, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Missouri Congressman Jason.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jason Smith on deck. A lot going on here this afternoon. I mentioned we got Sue's News for a Tuesday edition. We're going to be thrown off a little bit because of the holiday, but George Gray is coming in because this was his best day. He was supposed to be here, I think, 2 weeks ago, and that's when I was having a little bit of a mental health crisis. So he's still in town. We're going to have a lot of fun in the next hour. But let's talk with the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Missouri Congressman Jason Smith, is back with us this afternoon. How are you, Jason?
Doing well, Mark. It's great to be with you, as always.
You haven't been busy or stressed at all the last month or five or six, have you, Jason Smith?
I would say the last year. Yeah. But I probably slept the best this weekend that I've slept in months in my life, knowing that a lot is off my chest and now over in the United States Senate.
Yeah, for people who don't know, I mean, I've known about how important this tax writing committee is for a long time. I mean, it's not really false to say that this is maybe the most powerful committee on Capitol Hill, and you were the one that was helping craft and shepherd the big, beautiful bill over to the House for this full vote and then on to the Senate, correct?
That's correct. We've been working on this for almost a year. I set up 10 different tax teams that went to 23 different states, over 120 different site visits, listening to just everyday Americans of the issues that they're facing the tax code. And that's what created this bill, is all of that groundwork. And we've been preparing a lot. And people are like, what's in this one big, beautiful bill? When they ask that, I tell them it's the largest tax cut in the history of America. It's the largest tax reforms in the history of America. It's also the largest mandatory spending cuts in the history of America. And it's also the largest investment in securing our border. It absolutely funds completion of the border wall and the unnecessary water barriers that's needed along our border. It also creates the Golden Dome. It's a state-of-the-art shield against enemy missiles that can attack our soil. There's numerous items in this bill. And when you think about the tax stuff, Mark, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, tax relief for seniors, things that will affect real Americans, increasing the child tax credit, increasing the standard deduction, which 91% of Americans use to file their taxes. These are real impacts to their bottom line and their paychecks.
Well, first and foremost, if you did nothing, everyone, we talked about this a lot, right? Everyone's taxes would have gone up because you didn't have permanency from the Trump tax cuts in 2017. So that was certainly one thing you had to address. But let me ask you a couple of things, because it was hard to keep track of this. In the end, did Chip Roy and Ralph Norman both vote for this bill? I can't remember.
Yes, they did.
Okay, so there was a lot of folks that were very interested in Medicaid. And what the Democrats want to say, Jason, you guys are cutting people's health care, and they claim all these things. In the end, what happened specifically with Medicaid? Because they were trying to have some work requirements and things along those lines, right?
It did. Work requirements were provided within there. That was some of the most major reforms of Medicaid that helps protect and save the program for the people that need it. This only deals, Mark, with able-bodied, healthy adults. And so I think that when you look at other areas where there's been work requirements, why does Medicaid not have it? TANF has it. And so we put that in place. And so that is one of the big reforms in it. Also, some of the big reforms within Medicaid was also making sure that illegals aren't receiving welfare benefits. That was a big part of the savings within this bill.
But is it true that, do you think you have the support in the Senate from one of our senators, Josh Hawley, who's kind of sided with the Democrats on some of these claims with Medicaid?
You know, we'll get there. Josh has been a great ally and partner on every piece of tax legislation I've worked on. In fact, he's the only senator from our state that supported my bipartisan tax package in the last Congress that unfortunately died over in the Senate because seven Republicans decided not to vote with it. But I think he'll be there. He's very focused on the needs of Missourians. He wants a higher extension of the child tax credit. Our bill increases it by $500. which is indexing it for inflation, because it was $2,000 in 2017 and it's $2,000 in 2025. And if you just index in for inflation, it should be $2,500. And that's what we did within our bill. And I think there's a lot of stuff that you'll be excited to see in this bill, and I think that both of our senators will support it.
So in one version of the bill, and I don't know what ended up in the finished product, the work requirement for Medicaid didn't kick in until 2029. Is that still the case?
No, there was a manager's amendment that moved it up, I believe, until 26 or 27.
Okay.
I can't remember the date. That was put in at the last moment, and that's actually through the Energy and Commerce Committee. But it definitely got moved up. The 29-day did not make any sense.
Yeah, because then if the Democrats take control in 28 and there's a Democrat president, they can undo these things, right?
Absolutely. And that's the crazy thing. Why would you want to wait to deliver on good policies? They moved it up. I just don't recall the date exactly.
Okay, then on SALT, because that gets confusing. People hear SALT. That's the state and local tax deduction. There was a fight over the SALT cap. Where did we land on that, and is that satisfactory to you?
So the state and local tax deduction is not something that affects Missourians, because we're a good governing state, and we don't have high property taxes and high income taxes on our people like New York, California, New Jersey. Those are the states that's mainly concerned and affected with that. The bill that passed out of our committee, we increased the SALT cap. Currently, the SALT cap is $10,000, and that is the amount of money that you can deduct off your taxes that deals with property and income tax. Well, it used to be unlimited until 2017. There was a $10,000 SALT cap put on there so that everyone faced $10,000. Our bill raised it to $30,000. Ultimately, in the Rules Committee, they changed it to $40,000 is what was agreed to with the New York, New Jersey, and California Republicans.
Yeah, so I want you to explain that a little bit, because I've actually made the case, because people need to know this. You and I think have talked about this before. A Jason Smith or a Bob Onder Republican's not the same in some of these areas in New York or California, where maybe even Kamala Harris won the district. So they have a constituency that is a little more sensitive to those issues. And in order to get a majority and to get the numbers to the Senate, there has to be compromise.
They have to. See, the issue is if the tax cuts would expire, they would have an unlimited SALT, not a $10,000 cap, an unlimited SALT. And that's what their constituents have been pushing for, is to have an unlimited SALT. Well, for us to be able to get to a middle ground, threading the needle, that's where they came to the table. And $40,000 is a lot to Missourians, but $40,000 in Long Island, New York,
right.
is about a middle class person.
Absolutely.
Up there.
So where would you point toward, because there's still a lot of complaints about not enough cuts, and that this is, well, the Democrats are going to say this is the biggest, you know, spending bill of all time. Where are the cuts?
It's madness when I hear them say the greatest spending bill of all time. They are trying to use CBO gimmicks that says using current tax policy is spending money. These are Americans' tax dollars. We're just allowing them to keep them.
Yeah,
it is not a spending bill. The only thing that's being spent in this bill is for the Golden Dome and for securing the border, which was like $150 billion. And that was all completely paid for by all the spending cuts. There's a lot of stuff within mandatory spending that we eliminated. Just in the Ways and Means Committee, we eliminated $140 billion of benefits going to illegal immigrants. That was just within the Ways and Means Committee. We also cut more than $500 billion of the Green New Tax scam within the Ways and Means Committee. This is what the Democrats are upset for. That was their token legislation in the Inflation Reduction Act, and we gutted it.
Well, unfortunately, as you know, I mean, it's been ridiculous to me for years, and essentially they campaigned last year, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, on giving Americans a tax increase. The problem is it never got communicated through the media because they're so biased they weren't honest about it.
It's exactly right. They kept saying that they wanted expiration of the Trump tax cuts, which would have meant every single American would have faced a 22% tax increase. That's 207 million taxpayers that on average would have faced a 22% tax increase. Not only are we making sure that doesn't happen, we're also additionally reducing their taxes.
Congressman Jason Smith, well, congratulations on getting the bill to this point. What happens specifically next? It's kicked to the Senate. What's the timetable? Does it have to then go back to the House? And how do you get it to President Trump's desk?
So I'm working with Chairman Crapo, who's over the Finance Committee, hand in glove, and also with numerous Republican senators, trying to help just be a partner, to help them usher through this process. The goal of Leader Thune is to get this on the president's desk by July 4th. I think that that's a real opportunity. We have 6 weeks to do that. I think that you'll see that happen. I expect the Senate to make a few changes. I don't think they'll make a lot. There's some senators out there, Mark, that says, oh, we're going to cut more spending than the House. I would love to see the Senate cut more than the House, and for me to say that the Senate did better than us, but that's never the case. But I think you'll just see reality. They're going to try to cut more spending, but I don't think they'll ever get the votes because they have to thread a very careful needle with different senators that have very interested concerns when it comes to different programs. And so we'll probably go to a conference. We did a conference in 2017 on the Trump tax cuts. And then we'll pass it. But we're going to put this on the president's desk.
Nice work, Jason. I know how hard you worked on it, and I appreciate you coming on here this afternoon. Keep us posted.
All right, Mark. Take care.
Yep, take
care. Have a good week.
Congressman Jason Smith, who is the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. I don't think people realize how much work he's done and how hard this was. And it's not a perfect bill. You're not going to get a perfect bill unless you have, 60 Republicans in the Senate or you have this big majority in the House. It is impossible to be, something that everyone is going to be satisfied. Now, I said last week I was on Team Chip Roy because Chip Roy was insisting on some more of the work requirements. And I think in the end, they got some of those. I haven't read all of it. There are things about these bills that you're never going to really probably find out until they're signed. But I do think they need to get it to the president's desk, and we'll see what happens there. We're coming back. We're going to find out a little bit more about the bear that's wandering around in St. Charles County.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Next. You know, I made the mistake of watching some of the American Music Awards last night. We're going to talk about that before Sue's news. Did you hear about Southwest Airlines? They're kicking in the no bags for free. I'll have an update on that. We have Sue's news, and we have George Gray, the legendary George Gray, doing The Price is Wrong. He is the actual guy with Drew Carey that is the voice on The Price is Right. So George is a good friend of the show. He's a St. Louis Cardinals fan. He's a St. Louis guy. He is in town visiting Mama May, his mother, and he'll be here in the next hour. Got J. Peter Zane in the 5 o'clock hour, and Elliot Davis, a former Fox 2 reporter who's doing a lot of great independent journalism. But look, I'm fascinated by the bear that's wandering around. I mentioned my friend Chris sent me the picture, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this with Patrice Pyatt, who is the wildlife damage biologist with the Missouri Department of Conservation, just to give us a little info here this afternoon, at least what we know. Hi, Patrice. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm good. As I mentioned, I had a friend that shared this video over the weekend, and at first I thought I was being punked because I was told it was in the Lake St. Louis area. I thought, wait a second, is this real? And apparently it is real, and there have been a lot of sightings. So what can you tell us about this? I was told it was a juvenile cub that I was looking at, but maybe mom's around as well. What do we know at this point?
So it does look like a younger bear, but we don't think necessarily juvenile. We think it's old enough to be out on its own, likely like a teenager type stage.
Right.
So I think that we have to worry about mom being anywhere. This bear has really covered some track. So it has been spotted around Wentzville, Lake St. Louis, O'Fallon areas. So he's been covering a lot of area, but we haven't had any conflicts with him so far, which is really, really good. And he's been, like I said, moving along under his own power and, you know, pretty well staying out of trouble. So that's what we're looking for.
I want to understand what you just said because you cut out just briefly, but you're saying you're not worried about the mom being around because this, you know, this bear is kind of on its own at this point?
Yes. Yeah, it looks like it's old enough to be out on its own for sure. So we don't need to worry about mom not being around.
I live in the High Ridge Fenton area, and I know that there have been, you know, sightings and even an incident down in Eureka at one of the churches down there. But this kind of surprised me because I guess I think of Lake St. Louis, maybe it's not a lot closer, but it's just because of where I live. But is this a little closer to civilization than we're used to with bears in Missouri?
Well, we would definitely like for them to stay out of urban areas, but that's just not always possible. We do see them coming through on occasion. We've had several bears come through the St. Louis area in the past several years. And so, you know, as the bear population increases every year, you know, we're going to start seeing this expanding bear population start showing up in the St. Louis area. So it doesn't really surprise me that it's happening. Do we like to see them in the middle of town? No. But...
Well, so I guess the question then would be, oh, first of all, I think I forgot to ask you. This is a black bear, even though it's more of a brown cinnamon color. Is that true?
Yes. So they can have several different colorations or phases. So this one is definitely a black bear, but it's more of like a cinnamon color. So they can range from black, brown, this reddish kind of cinnamon color that we're seeing in the pictures of this one. They can even be blonde. So there's several different colors that they can be, but they're all black bears.
Now, Patrice, as you probably know, and we see examples of this on the socials a lot, sometimes people do stupid things when they're trying to get videos of bears and other wildlife. So what is the danger level and what would be the warning that I guess you would give to people who are curious about this bear?
Yeah, so there's actually very little public safety concerns as long as people give the bear space. So we want to encourage people to, you know, maybe look from a distance, but definitely don't follow the bear. Don't corner the bear. You know, definitely keep your distance away from it. We hear, you know, people that, you know, get extremely close because they want to get their selfie or whatever, and that's a terrible idea. So we want you to stay back away from the bear as to not stress it out, not make it fake. You know, it needs to, you know, run over you to get out of there. We don't want it to be cornered at all. So
I had an interesting incident over the weekend because my wife, God bless her, she left a bag of bird seed out and it was right by my patio door. And I go out on Friday night to let my little dog out. And thankfully, I hit the light because there was a raccoon that was munching on the seeds. And I bring that up because we also, some people like to, we weren't doing this on purpose, but some people do like to feed wildlife. My guess would be, do not feed the bear. Let the bear find food on its own.
Yes, exactly. We don't want the bear, you know, making that association between food and humans. We don't want, you know, to start a dependency type situation there. So anything that attracts bears, and that can be like garbage, you know, pet foods, bird seed, like you said, or nectar, barbecue grills, coolers, anything like that, livestock feed, beehives, you know, keeping that stuff put away or stored securely is best, especially when you know that there's a bear in the area. So we would definitely encourage anyone listening to make sure that they, you know, get that taken care of. You know, if you do see the bear while you're out and about, just kind of remain calm. You know, you hear people say, well, should I like play dead? It's like, no, don't run, don't play dead. Kind of back away safely, you know, keep your safe distance, make lots of noise, and the bear's going to go on. But we definitely don't want any attractions out to draw the bear into your area, and you won't have to worry about that.
Probably. I have a lot of animals in my house, and I always love to adopt animals. Can I adopt the bear? Or is that not allowed?
No, that's definitely not allowed. So,
one final question. Do you guys, like, in a situation like this, do you ever tag the bears so you kind of can track where they are? Is that not something that you do?
Yeah, there are some research, projects that go on sometimes where we tag bears. There's also times when there's conflicts with bear, you know, maybe the same bear comes back and destroys property or something, and we'll have to trap it and we tag it. To where we know that this, you know, same bear maybe is returning again.
Right.
So, yeah, there are instances where we do tag, but not necessarily with this particular bear yet. Like I said, he hasn't really done anything to, you know, make that.
Yeah, no, I get it. I think he's pretty darn cute. That's why I wanted to adopt him. But Patrice Pyatt, wildlife damage biologist with the State Department of Conservation, thanks so much for the info, because you know how it is. A lot of people are buzzing about this. Probably wouldn't have as much talk if it wasn't for videos popping up everywhere, but people keep seeing him. Oh, wait, I want to make sure. Is it a he or a she? Do we know?
We don't really know. It's typical young male behavior to travel this far and stuff like that, but we're really not sure as of yet. So we've just received, you know, some reports about it like you have and some pictures, but
right. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Patrice, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.
You're welcome.
Man, I almost misgendered the bear.
Oh, well,
I was very concerned about that. He is pretty cute, though, Sue.
Yeah, he's darn cute. Did she say he was a juvenile? I had to step out.
No, she said they think it's the juvenile will be classified as a younger bear.
Yeah.
This is more of a teenager.
Oh, it is a teenager.
Yeah, and they're not. So I guess the difference would be what I kind of inferred there is that if it was a juvenile, mom might be a little closer by, and that would be a little risk. But in this particular case, they're not worried about that. So he's out there. Leave him alone. Let him have some fun. Don't give him a beehive. I think that's what I heard there as well. We got Sue's News and George Gray coming up with The Price is Wrong.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.